Mr. Smith, what is your take on this deal between Ballard Partners and Harare?
You know, I think in summation, it really is a very apt manifestation of all that is wrong with Washington, D.C. at this point. You know, you have this lobby firm with close links to the administration, representing one of the more repressive countries, not only in Africa, but in the entire world. This is a government that has opened fire on its citizens in the streets. It has brazenly disregarded regional and international human rights norms and standards for 4 decades now. Many people will point to the fact that there's a new president at the helm, but lest we forget, he's been there, or was there, rather, by the side of President Robert Mugabe for nearly 4 decades. So this is nothing new in terms of the dispensation in Harare, but definitely a new development in terms of the battleground and their new allies here in Washington, D.C.
But Harare is alleging that the sanctions are illegal and they were merely imposed because of the land reform program, and it has nothing to do with the issue of human rights.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting that they're couching the sanctions in terms of illegality, when in fact this agreement with Ballard Partners may in and itself be illegal, given the sanctions regime on the targeted individuals in Harare. I think we would be a fool to assume that this agreement is merely between Foreign Minister Moyo. It really is an agreement with the government of Emmerson Mnangagwa, who himself is a targeted individual under United States sanctions. So I think you know, that's certainly an issue that should be looked into. And let's face it, the only reason why the government has hired this lobby firm is to whitewash a thoroughly corrupt, wholly abusive government that is denying rights and freedoms to its own citizens. If they weren't doing that, and if they actually instituted the reforms that they had promised, going back to 2013, for instance, the Constitution of 2013, they wouldn't have to be spending $500,000 on a PR and lobbying effort here in Washington, D.C. and internationally. So I think the real issue here is a misappropriation of priorities, and it's a really tragic situation all around for ordinary, suffering Zimbabweans.